sunshine, brighten your day today.
Welcome to Better Living, a program sponsored by the Camden Seventh-day Adventist Church. Better Living is heard each Wednesday and Thursday at this time and will provide listeners with life-changing, Christ-centered, natural health information that will enable you to effectively prevent disease and apply simple natural principles to your life so that you may enjoy a greater degree of health and wellness.
Your world today.
My name is Peter Lewis, and I'm pleased to be able to join you on this bright and beautiful day. Today, I have a special guest with us, and he'll be joining us in a few minutes. We're going to be continue to discuss health from a biblical point of view, and perhaps we're going to talk about vaccination. We have a specialist. Is our specialist with us? Dr. Harwicks? Are you there? Okay. All right. That's very good. Now, let me open with a scripture before we get started and introduce Dr. Len Horwitz to our listening audience. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 15 and verse 26 about health, it says this, "And if thou wilt diligently hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandment, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee." So the promise of Scripture is that God promises to keep away all the Egyptian diseases upon condition of obedience. Today, in 21st century, we are led to believe that we can obtain health in some other way by some other means. And now I'm going to ask our guest, Dr. Len Horwitz. We want to welcome you to the Better Living Radio program.
Oh, well, thank you.
All right. Now, the first thing I'd like to for us to do, Dr. Len, is would you mind telling us a little bit about yourself? I know you quite a bit exposure, but can you tell us a little bit?
Well, I'm the author of the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional. It's one of 14 books. It's a national bestseller. It exposes the United States government involvement along with the Merck Pharmaceutical Company in producing the vaccine that delivered AIDS to the world. It's got a lot of very interesting perspectives as somebody who's grown up in the establishment. I have a Harvard Master's in Public Health degree. I have a Doctor of Medical Dentistry degree from Tufts University. I was on the faculties of Tufts and Harvard University. Ultimately, I got to the highest level of my profession in the dental continuing education and the dental industry by being the chief professional advisor for the largest dental and medical catalog supply company in the world, Henry Schein. And ultimately, I was blacklisted out of the educational industry and the healthcare industry because I began to tell the truth about the man-made origins of HIV, AIDS, as well as my other books ultimately showed the links between the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel, that's the global industrialists that are operating the pharmaceutical as well as chemical and petroleum companies, working with the international bankers to deliver what amounts to genocide. That's the mass killing of people or enslaving of populations for economics, politics, or ideology. And so I exposed these things in my work, and as a result, I was ostracized from my professional colleagues and my continuing educational services. And I took my crusade, if you will, to the grassroots. Mm-hmm. And as a result, I have become one of the foremost authorities and respected internationally for doing the work that few else dare to do, which is telling the whole truth regarding the way people are being killed through the drugs and the side effects and the propaganda that the medical deities, we call them MDs, are basically putting out as prostitutes for the drug companies.
Wow. So you have done quite a bit. You have reached the height of your profession in your professional career. And when you began to tell the truth, that's amazing. I thought we were about getting the truth out to people. I thought the system was designed to make people well and things like that. I'm made to understand because you were telling the truth as it is, you were ostracized in your profession.
That's right. And the system is not. I also believed at one point, obviously, by having stayed in school till I was 32 and achieving the success that I did in the dental profession and the public health sector, that the system was humanitarian. And I learned, unfortunately, the hard way that it is not. It is economic and political, and what drives the political forces is the economics and the ideology behind enslaving humanity. Mm. That people are considered from the highest levels of the global industrialists, that the people are considered resources to be wasted if necessary for the pursuit of profit and population control.
Mm. Wow, that's kind of heavy stuff there. What about vaccine? Let's focus in on vaccination, the vaccination situation. Does that really help a person to stay well?
Absolutely not. It does the opposite. It's the most number one genocidal weapon that the global petrochemical pharmaceutical industrialists have. That, in fact, if you are engaged, I understand, with a ministry and Christian theology, and you read the book of Revelation, it talks about there in the end times when the great plagues have struck, when there's wars and rumors of wars and weather changes and earth changes, preparing for the messianic age, that what you're witnessing in Babylon is this great destruction is being caused by, quote, those who fornicated with the devil and deceived all the wealthiest men of all the nations. Well, now, if you have the capacity to deceive all the wealthiest men of all the nations, that makes you very wealthy. And that means that the numbers of those people on this planet, the numbers of suspects involved in global genocide and bringing on the great plagues, as it says that those were the people that stole the blood of the prophets and the people. And who runs the international blood banking industry and directs the American Red Cross? It's the same wealthy industrials called the Rockefeller family that are heavily engaged in the vaccine agenda to bring plagues for profit to humanity. Mm. And so when you look at vaccinations and you ask, well, what's in these vaccines? You know, first of all, have vaccines been the reason why we have seen a disappearance of some of the great plagues like polio or smallpox? The answer is absolutely not. When you look at the science and you go back in history, you realize, as I was taught at Harvard by my epidemiological professors, that it is the improvements in hygiene and nutrition, not vaccination, that brought about the great disappearance of infectious diseases from the planet. And that further, the ingredients in vaccinations, when you understand that besides mercury and aluminum and formaldehyde and formalin, and these are toxic chemicals and metals that cause nerve damage and immune suppression, and ultimately the whole array of the other ingredients, such as foreign RNA and DNA from bacteria and viruses and fungus and yeast, foreign proteins from chicken embryos and bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues, in smallpox vaccine, it's cow pus, that this is what's being injected into the bloodstreams of humanity. Just like the book of Revelation says that it is like the polluted wine that's flowing out, full of impurities into the rivers and streams that the Bible says are the people that's associated with the great plagues of the end times. And these are all being directed by the Babylonian kingpins in health, and in the industries of cancer, the Rockefeller family et al. And so it's very, very biblical. It's very, very real. What we're witnessing today, the emergence of these great end times plagues, such as, here's a short list of the autoimmune diseases associated with vaccinations. They include autoimmune diseases such as chronic fatigue, immune dysfunction, fibromyalgia, lupus, MS, ALS and Lou Gehrig's disease, chronic crippling rheumatoid arthritis, adult and juvenile type 1 diabetes, Crohn's disease, Guillain-Barré, Stephen Johnson syndrome, Bell's palsy, and many, many more. These are the results of injecting into humanity's bloodstream all of these foreign RNA, DNA, proteins from all these other sources that the Bible tells us in Leviticus 19:19, keep the blood pure.
Amen.
And keep the seed from being mixed.
Absolutely.
So that's not what you do when you inject your children with these absolutely hideous concoctions that have been produced in these very dirty laboratories at the Merck Pharmaceutical Company and the other labs that are grossly under the direction of the Rockefeller-directed medical cartel.
Now, the Center for Disease Control says this: why are baby shots so important? These shots protect your baby from 9 diseases, and they list measles, mumps, rubella, diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, polio, hemophilia, hepatitis B. Are these diseases very serious? They ask. Today, we might not think of these diseases as being very serious because thanks to vaccines, we don't see them as often as we used to. Measles used to kill hundreds, sometimes thousands, of people a year. In the 1920s, over 10,000 people a year died from diphtheria, close quote. This is what the Center for Disease Control is telling us, that the decrease in these diseases is due to people being faithful at getting their vaccination. And the way the system is set up today, if a child do not receive vaccination, they can't be admitted to public school, they can't do certain things, and so on and so forth. Now, the situation I'm understanding, that vaccine, instead of making a person healthier, give them several other diseases. What are we to do as parents who know and understand this thing here? What are we to do? The children can't go to school unless they're vaccinated.
Well, that's actually not accurate in about 46 states. You have a religious exemption that's still available to you by legislation. You have to demand. Most people simply just go with the flow. They basically are like sheep that follows the rest of the flock to the slaughterhouse, basically, in this case. The bottom line is, in most states, you have a spiritual religious exemption waiver that is available to you that you have to demand very assertively. Otherwise, the school nurse is going to say, oh, well, this is for your best interest. Meanwhile, what they don't tell you is that they're getting paid off by the government and the pharmaceutical industrials to delivering these children into the vaccine programs. But you have to demand that they give you the forms. We have on our internet website, on the website tetrahedron.org, a vaccination file in the archive files that you can download the exemption form and another document called Vaccination, the Ungodly Practice, that gives you out of the Bible the verses that deal with the Creator's law that says to keep the blood pure. So basically, you can attach that to your exemption form that you have to fill out and then give it to them, and then they'll let your children come to public, and even in some states, the private schools have to do the same. So I would also highly recommend a tape, an audio cassette, and now it's a CD that we put together called Horowitz on Vaccines.
Okay.
Let me give you a toll-free number for people to call to get the information and a website address.
Okay, please
do. 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787, and a great website to go to get all of our educational materials is called healthyworlddistributing.com. Healthy, H-E-A-L-T-H-Y, world, all one word, healthyworlddistributing.com.
Okay. All right, so they can obtain lots of education material from your website there, as well as they can call this toll-free number, 888-508-4787, to obtain a free CD on your presentation on the vaccination crisis.
Well, let me tell you that the CD, we have a ministry, and the CD is not available for free. There is a small charge for the CD, but the
Absolutely.
Information on the tetrahedron.org website which is linked to the Healthy World Distributing website, has a ton of free downloadable documents, including what you're talking about, the vaccination liability waiver exemption form, so to get your children into the schools. There's a form there that we recommend that you either get from the school nurses by demand, by assertive demand, mm-hmm. that you demand it, and that the other documents we have the same thing as a generic document on the website tetrahedron.org. That's spelled TETRAHEDRON.org. It's an organization. We're a nonprofit educational organization and publishing company, as well as a ministry that puts out this information for humanity's salvation.
Amen. That's very good. And we sure appreciate this information that you're able to share with us on this subject, you know, because the Word of God says, Proverbs 26:2, that the curse causeless shall not come. For every effect there is a cause, and we need to reason from cause to effect. If this happens to me, even in natural world as well as in spiritual world, we need to ask ourselves why, and not just go to a quick solution. And so, dear listeners, we'd like to encourage you to study, to check these things out, to try to understand these things for yourself. Dr. Len, would you have a last 30-second comments for our listening audience?
We're engaged right now in a magnificent time in Earth's history where we need to wake up to the beast and its Babylonian manners of manipulating the populations. Those of us who are experiencing a spiritual renaissance in our lives and on the planet are those who have ears to hear what we're talking about today, eyes to see documentation that we advance for humanity's physical and spiritual salvation. You are my brothers and sisters out there. This is a wake-up call. Be blessed. Love you.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr.